Today, we're going to talk about what Nick Saban, Tiger Woods, and Kobe Bryant have taught me about the business of flipping cars. If you buy and sell cars for a profit, or you want to, you're in the right place. This is the Flipping Genius Podcast. I am your host, Randy Lee. I've been flipping cars most of my life, despite having almost zero mechanical skill. For the past dozen years or so, I've been a licensed used car dealer in the great state of Alabama. No matter what the topic, the number one goal of this podcast is to help our listeners make more money. Let's get to it, flippers. Coach Nick Saban and me. And we do have some commonality. We really do. First off, both of us reside in the great state of Alabama. And both of us spent some time at the University of Toledo. And both of us have spent some time coaching football. And in fact, if you go to the website, flippinggenius.com, you'll see a picture of Coach Saban and I together. You'll see that in the picture that I think I have matched Coach Saban's intensity. And actually, I think I appear to have greater depth than Coach Saban. I mean, first off, I'm a big old boy, so I'm really thick. And secondly, he's a cardboard cutout. In all seriousness, I truly admire Coach Saban a great deal. And while I'm not an Alabama fan per se, I've always been a Wisconsin Badger fan. Everybody that knows me knows that. I admire the Crimson Tide, and especially Coach Saban. Now, there's a point to this. I just think, you know, he is an incredible leader. And, you know, winning is awesome, and nobody's done it more. But, you know, if you are listening, hey, by the way, if you're listening to this podcast and you've listened to back in episode 36, I just want to make sure I'm on the record here, that at that point you'll see that I predicted that Alabama would win the national championship. Just want to get credit for that. But what I admire most about Coach Nick Saban is the process that he takes the best players in the country and he makes them better. I mean, he truly develops his players, despite the fact that they arrive at his campus as some of the best anywhere. And he takes them to a whole different level entirely. He's not ever satisfied with good. I heard Coach Saban in a conversation recently say, everybody wants to be the beast, but everybody doesn't want to do what the beast do. Now, I don't know if he is quoting a song or something. I had never heard that before, but I thought, wow, that's pretty powerful. And the conversation that he was having, I was watching a video of it, was with Kobe Bryant, the great basketball player from the Los Angeles Lakers. Kobe had come to speak before the Alabama football team a couple years ago. And what was apparent in the conversation between Coach Saban and Kobe Bryant was that they both were all about the process. And anybody who's followed Alabama football knows that that's a terminology that Coach Saban uses a lot. And so did Kobe Bryant. All about developing excellence. Kobe said, be excellent all the time and excellence becomes a habit. Both Kobe and Coach Saban focused on a process that brought them success, brings them success. Situation. Now you've heard me talk about golf before. Switching gears a little bit, but you know, I've been playing golf since I was 10 years old, and I love the game. Mostly in my case for the sake of solitude, but I've I've been watching that. If you haven't seen this, they've got a special on Tiger Woods, and if you're a golf fan, you got to watch it. I think it's an HBO thing. I've always been a huge fan of Tiger Woods, as a lot of the golf world was, and Tiger, just like Coach Saban, just like Kobe Bryant, was all about the process. All about his dad and he were really a team. And they developed a process, an expectation for excellence, nothing less. Not satisfied with anything but the best they could possibly do, which leaves you completely incapable of being satisfied, I suppose. And I, you might say, Randy, what does all this have to do with flipping cars? And I guess my answer would be everything or nothing. I mean, everything if you want long-term success. And nothing if you're just trying to hit it and go on to the next thing. Because there's three things in these three sports that are just not sexy. Okay, in football, there's lifting weights and running stadium steps and blocking. These are things that I played football, and I can tell you, these are the things that, you know, nobody wants to do. Like Coach Saban said, nobody wants to do what the beasts do. Well, the weight room. I can tell you stories about the weight room when I was coaching and literally opening up a weight room for the first time. But I won't get off on that. and running stadium steps, something I despise doing, but I knew it made a difference. It made a difference by doing it. And obviously blocking. If you don't block, nobody gains any yards, and nobody wants to watch that. And in basketball, shooting foul shots is probably the least sexy thing on the basketball court. And practicing. I know I've got two spectacular nephews who are spectacular at basketball and football, and that is the key. Is they have all these skills, but to get to that next level, they have to practice and practice and practice all these things. Shooting foul shots and practicing foul shots in basketball it reminds me of putting in golf, and practicing putting. I mean, if you think about it, without the weight room, without the stadium steps, without the blocking, you lose in football. And just an example. In basketball, the other night I was watching my Wisconsin Badgers play Rutgers, and the Badgers won by 6 points in the end of this game. And the statistic that I find remarkable, and this is a statistic that proves out over the year consistently for Wisconsin, the Badgers made 16 out of their 21 foul shots, and Rutgers made only 2 out of 7. Now that's a 14 point swing, a 14 point differential, just from the free throw line, and they won by 6 points. So they won that game completely from the free throw line. I love that word, free throw line. This is something in basketball. I have to admit, I don't understand basketball completely. I watch the game, but you know, football was always my game. I love golf, but basketball, I get frustrated sometimes. But, you know, if you play it, then obviously you know what fouls are and why you get fouled and why you get to that free throw line. But I do understand what you're standing there. You got an opportunity to shoot the ball without anybody getting in your face. And both teams had that opportunity. Both teams had the same rules, and it was all won at that free throw line. And it all goes back to that process. The process of practicing the right way, practicing excellence. That's the key. And lastly, and I promise you, this does make sense if you think about it. With car flipping, because we've got to do the right things right. In golf, if you play golf, you already know this. But if you don't play golf, it's all, I think, about the putter. Without practice, Tiger Woods, if he did not practice his putting, Tiger Woods would just be some guy winning bets for long drives at a driving range someplace. I mean, typically in golf, the goal or par is 72, usually on a typical golf course, and the golf course is set up for you to get 36 of those 72 shots with the smallest club in the bag, the putter, the least sexy club. It's not the one that you can hit the ball 320 yards and show off. It's the one you have to tap it and be almost an artist and practice and practice and practice. It's the difference maker. It's not sexy, but it is the difference maker. It's all about the fundamentals, whether it's coaching, playing a sport, or building a business. Doing the right things the right way. It's the key. You need to have systems in place. Systems, in our case, for buying. Systems for preparing a vehicle for sale. Systems for marketing your vehicle. And systems for selling your vehicle for a profit. Doing the right things the right way consistently will make you a consistent winner. Same thing as with these three great men that I've talked about. Now, if you're planning to do this for more than just a one time or a once in a while thing, you need to have systems for success. And you will be competing. That's the fact. If there's no competition, then you're doing the wrong thing. Because if you are doing the right thing, other people want to get in your business. If you're standing in a place where nobody else is at, you may be lucky, but it won't last long. Because this is America, and America is all about competition. So you need to have a plan, and you need to have systems. And why is this so important now? Because this is where we are going with Flipping Genius. Now, for the past year, I have built. For the past year, I have shared. For this past year, I have taught. And I'm ready to move this further. And we've recorded over 50 episodes. And there's some great, great material online. We've got a resources page that has links to things that will make you money, that will save you money, that will save you time. I built that. It's there. It's free. Go to it. FlippingGenius.com. You can look at every past episode. You can listen to all of them. It's free. You can gain access to what I think are the best suppliers in the business. Free. Just go to click on the resources. It takes you right there. We have interviews with fantastic guests. Last week in episode 52, we had Kathy Cruz from California with Cruise Control come on and talk about how we attack this market in this crazy time that we're living in right now. Kathy even offered her book for free. Go to the resources page. You can link on there and get her ebook about altering your marketing strategy in this time of COVID. Kathy's other two books available at a discount at our resources page. Randy Jones, who is the CEO of the AIADA, the Dealers Association, came in and did two episodes with us. Nobody liked those that much. I love you, Randy. But it wasn't the sexy stuff. It was the stuff, the meat and potatoes. And speaking of those meat and potatoes, everything about that association is linked. We're linked to it on our resources page. You can get information about auctions, not only in the United States, and we're all over the United States, but in Canada and even some other countries. We have listeners from, I think it's 36 other countries right now, in addition to all 50 states here in the United States. So when I know there's not a ton of you, but I know you're listening. So we've got information for you on the resources page. Click on You go down to auctions and you'll find those auctions. You'll find a lot of information. A lot of it's free, just free information that I've saving you the time of having to look it up. Other things that you can buy that you're going to buy, like I did an episode on tires and parts. We've got the best tire places that I can think of. I think there's five of them now. And feel free to shop there. You're going to find the best deals on stuff, and it's going to save you money. And like I've said, some of these companies will actually pay us a little commission back, and that's great because, you know, I got to make some money too. And we've had flippers like Jeremy Hammond, Gary Hargrove, Rosie Gifford. We've had some awesome dealers contribute, and we will continue to have those input from dealers from all across the country, giving us information about their business, about your business. Because a lot of you are, as we talked about last week, you're either in the position where you're maybe thinking about becoming a dealer, or you already are a dealer and you're trying to grow your dealership. And that's what Kathy was talking about last week. I thought she did a fantastic job about addressing us where we are at and giving us some really good insights on how we can improve our business by putting systems in place and attacking this like a business and reaching out to people with that mindset. We've had business coaches like Melody Folstrup from here in Alabama and Zach Pritchard from Texas. And we've got other folks coming up this year that are going to be tremendous. And now we've got our forum, our flipping forum on Facebook. And we may be moving that to another level. But right now you can join the flipping forum for free on Facebook, and we can share our ideas, we can share our struggles, we can share our suggestions on how to handle situations, not just with me, but with other flippers from all around the country, all around the world. I'm send me a request at flippingquestions@gmail.com, and I'll make sure you get an invitation, because it is by invitation only. There's no charge. And it's an opportunity to gain access to people who have different or greater knowledge than you have and magnify your success by improving these systems that I'm talking about. That's the idea. And of course, and I know I've talked about this so many times, Jeremy Fisher came on our program, episode 42, and made his course available to us for probably less than most of us spend on our dinner on Friday night. If you go out to dinner like I do with my wife, you probably spend less on Jeremy's course than you would on that dinner. And Jeremy's course, he lines up all the systems that he uses and has used to make a seriously successful car flipping business. Just go to flipping question, or go to flippinggenius.com and click on the resources page. There's Jeremy's class available to you for $49. It lays out the systems that I'm talking about, and then take those and make them your own. I mean, it's there for you. It's like having a coach on the sideline teaching you how to make those foul shots so you can win those games. That's the idea. That's what I've got in mind. He's literally sharing his winning systems with you. We're moving this to the next level, and I'm encouraging you to be involved. I want you to share your comments, your stories, your questions, your recommendations. Share whatever you've got with me. Send it to flippingquestions@gmail.com. I want to build this to a level where we are all making more money. That is the goal. Join our forum. Share and learn together. Join our Flipping Genius groups on Facebook. We've got them in 18 different areas, and we are growing. We plan to be in every state in the union by the end of 2022. That never sounds right when I say it. We will expand as fast as we can. If you would like to be involved in growing a flipping genius car group in your area, it gives you the opportunity to start selling and buying in a controlled environment inside the Facebook format with a group. It's a fantastic way to identify who your customers are, buy vehicles. It's something I've been doing for years. Our group here in Huntsville, Alabama, has between the two of them, we have nearly 40,000 members, and it takes a while to get it to that level. But if you get involved, you can grow one of these groups, and we give you the tools to do it. There's no charge for this, by the way. You don't charge me either. But you're able to get involved in one of these groups if you want to. Just let me know. Send me an email, flippingquestions@gmail.com. Hey, subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss anything, because we have a ton of stuff coming down the line. I just want you to be prepared, because we really have some more cool stuff coming. I can't tell you it all because it's got to have a little suspense, right? But if you want to be in the loop, just send me an email. Send me an email so I'll include you on future emails. I don't bombard anybody with a bunch of emails. As we have information, I do share it. I usually send out about one email a week. If you'd be interested in being in that group, send me an email and request it. flippingquestions@gmail.com. We're going to make some money, folks. And you are going to make some money. Remember, that is the number one goal of this podcast, to make our listeners money. So let's work together. Let's make some money. Let's all become flipping geniuses. See you next time.
My dad used to say, "Why reinvent the wheel?" He meant, if it's done right, there's no reason to redo it. And that was my first thought when I saw Jeremy Fisher's digital video training course and text, 3-Hour Flip and 3-Hour Flip Academy. Jeremy Fisher is a longtime successful car flipper and a tremendous communicator, with over 2 million downloads of his materials online already. In 3-Hour Car Flip Academy, Jeremy walks you through car flipping, from how to find deals, how to analyze deals, how to maximize your profitability, how to market and sell your vehicles, and then how to build on your success. Like I've said before, Jeremy Fisher has built his course right. So why reinvent the wheel? When Jeremy visited with me on episode 42 of Flipping Genius, he agreed to allow our listeners to get lifetime access to his digital training, 3-Hour Flip Academy, with a copy of the 3-Hour Flip e-text for just $49. That's a one-time fee of less than $50. Frankly, you ought to make 10 times that amount from your very first flip. Go to our website to get this special deal. Visit www.flippinggenius.com with one G, Flippin' Genius, and click on the Resources tab at the top of the page. Then click on the More Great Stuff tab on our Resources page, and it'll take you to Jeremy's $49 deal. Now, if that's more clicks than you want to make, or if you have a question, just send an email to me at flippingquestions@gmail.com, and I'll get you an answer and a direct link to 3-Hour Flip Academy.